And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 6, verse number 30. The Lord Jesus, having sent out his apostles two by two and giving them power to minister and to heal and to cast out demons and such, and he's done so. And then there's an insert here that tells us about Herod, the governor of Galilee, and what he thinks about Jesus and what he did with John the Baptist, a terrible thing that he did, and he knew it was wrong, I believe. Nevertheless, he had him killed. And Herod thought that John the Baptist had risen from the dead. He was superstitious regarding that. But I think the Lord tells us about the account of the death of John the Baptist, the greatest prophet that ever was, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, greatest prophet from among men. He tells us that to know that John was beheaded. He was buried. He did go on to be with the Lord in glory. And that Jesus is not Elijah or John the Baptist or any other prophet, but the prophet that was promised, the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer, God's only begotten Son. And so in verse number 30 of Mark chapter 6, Mark 6:30, we see the apostles coming back. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. So they're debriefing. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a little while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. So there's all these people, so many people, their own troop, busyness. And the Lord says, come on in this desert place here, in this place that's apart, and rest. You need to rest. And they depart into a desert place by ship privately. And so they get into the boat to do so. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him and ran afoot thither out of all the cities and outwent them and came together unto him. So the Lord is blessed that the ministry of his apostles has been blessed unto those being drawn to the Lord and being drawn to his ministers and to the whole ministry of the Lord. There are those that have heard. They have seen what's been done. The motive of some is no doubt good. The motive of others is no doubt bad. But nevertheless, they are coming and they desire to be with them and around them. We see presently so much before they entered into the boat that they couldn't even eat because people were there at them and wanting more and wanting to hear their teaching and wanting them to heal and that. When they get into this boat to go to a place to rest, the people are seeing and watch the boat, and they run ahead of them to see where they're going to land. And when they figured out where they might be going to, they outwent them, it says in verse 33, and were there to meet them whenever they landed. Verse 34, and Jesus, when he came out, saw much people. So he comes out of the ship and sees all these people that are there. They've outrun them. They've beat them to the desert place. Was moved with compassion towards them because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. The compassion and care of our Lord. He cares so much for them. He cares so much for them, and he has compassion on them. He sees them as sheep without a shepherd. They've got no leader. They're just running amok. And that's the way it is with mankind. We're running amok. And of ourselves, we are running amok. And so the Lord has compassion towards them. He's touched by them being there yet when they land. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past." They're saying it's getting late, you know, and we're weary. We are weary. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. Said, "Send them away, Lord, before they famish. There's just nothing left." They just wouldn't leave. They wouldn't leave the presence of the Lord. They wouldn't leave his teaching. They wouldn't leave his instruction. They wanted more of the Lord. And he answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." Now, this is a testimony to us all, and no place where we should run down the apostles, but it's a testimony about empowerment. The Lord has empowered his children with all the promises and blessings of his word. And of course, there's no miraculous working of miracles today because it's not needed. We have the word of God. We have the scripture. The Lord does work miracles. I'm not saying that, but he doesn't do that by the hand of his ministers as he did with these brethren. That was the time then that the miracles and the gift of languages, the hearing of languages, other tongues, other languages by one who didn't know the language, and the healing and the casting out of demons and all those things, those were provided by the Lord in that day to be a witness to unbelievers. That's what the scripture says that they're for in 1 Corinthians. But now we have the word of God, and so those things aren't necessary. The Lord does work miracles, but he doesn't do it again by the hand of his ministers. I'm not a miracle worker. I have never claimed, and nor will claim, to be able to heal anybody, but we know the one who can, and we certainly pray to him that he would work on the behalf of folks. But the Lord has equipped our brethren, these 12 apostles here, with different blessings and gifts. And so they say, send these people out and that they might get some food, because they're going to get famished here if they stay out here in this desert place. And the Lord says to them plainly, "Give ye them to eat." And look here how quick we forget, how quick they forgot. And they said unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat?" They evidently have 200 pennies. In other places, it says if we could find that much bread to buy, it wouldn't be enough for all this multitude just even to take a little bit. The brethren have forgotten how they've been empowered by the Lord. They've forgotten that they've been given the power to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to preach the word of God. And now when they're faced with some practical matter of just providing food, the Lord Jesus says, does he not authorize them and sanction them, "Give ye them to eat"? And as it is with us and as it was with them, we look to ourselves. We look to ourselves. "Well, we've only got so much money, Lord. How can we buy enough bread?" Oh, if they would have just have known the power that the Lord had given them, they could have done as the Lord did here and as he showed. And again, this is not to run the apostles down, but for us to know the blessing that we have in salvation by our Lord and all the empowerment that the scripture tells us that he's given us. Peter says that he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given us those things. We as the children of God, must avail ourselves to them indeed. That's our responsibility. That's our blessing from the Lord. But they resort to what they can do physically rather than the power that they've been given by the Lord. Give ye them to eat. The Lord is just kind of matter of fact saying, give them to eat. You can do it. Give them to eat. Then they look to their money. Except money, buying bread, not enough yet to go around. He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. So now I think he's given them the example of what they could have done. And when they knew, they say, five and two fishes. We found five loaves and two fishes. He commanded them to make all sit down by companies on the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. So he had the apostles tell him, go sit down, sit down, sit down. Get over here in fifties, get in a group of 100, get in a group of 50s. I mean, we're talking a lot of people. And we had taken the five loaves and the two fishes. He looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves. So he gave thanks, blessed the food. He starts breaking the loaves. And he started giving what he would break off of the five loaves to the disciples and taking it around to the people. So these 12 men are going amongst hundreds. Hundreds to pass out this food. Remember, they're tired, but the Lord gives them strength. They forgot the power that the Lord had given them. But he shows them and he teaches them what they could have done, I believe. And so he blesses and breaks it and starts giving it out. And the two fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat, verse 42, and were filled. All those people, hundreds, thousands of people, ate till they were full. And they took up 12 basketfuls full of the fragments and of the fishes. One basket per disciple, per apostle. Each apostle started off, or ended up with more than they started off together collectively. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. So that's 5,000 men. A group of 5,000 men served by 12 men. And they ate till they could eat no more. What about how many women would there be? How many children would there be? I mean, there could have been upwards of 15,000 people. More than 1,000 an apostle. That's just mind-boggling. But the Lord multiplied the food, and I believe they could have too, had they had faith in the Lord and to it. Again, faith in the Lord. And what is it that our brethren needed and that we need? Faith in his word, that what he says is true. Give ye them to eat. Give them something to eat. Rather than resorting to ourselves, and we do have to live in this life, and we do have to look to the carnal things of this life, the provision that the Lord's given us. But may the Lord help us, and may we be helped as his children to know that just the stuff of this life is not the end, but our Lord is the end in everything. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954 by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.